This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is it a GIF or a JIF? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Says, I was hoping to wish myself, yes, I'm a loser, I have to do it myself, a happy 37th birthday.
Getting up there, though.
Oh, yeah. Brandon's feeling it. He transitioned from 37 to 38 this year. It's all falling apart.
I can feel it in my bones and my butt.
Daniel says, I'm a longtime listener, but I've never emailed in for a shout-out. Birthdays at this old age don't mean much now.
Oh, you're not old.
As I'm already over the hill.
True. Not young.
Yeah. I mean,
no one wants to be 40.
No. I mean, in 37, it's right there, right? You're like, ooh.
I'm going to be 34 this year, and I'm scared.
Yeah. No, there's nothing to be scared of. Oh, my God. I wanted to be 40. I was happy to be 40.
Here's the good news, Kyle. You'll always be younger than this old man. Mm-hmm. He's 37.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to be 34. You're younger than him forever.
Still, though.
But still old.
But still old at 34 in December.
Oh, my God, you're a baby.
Well, he is, but what about his age?
No, I don't mean it like that. His age is a baby.
He says, birthdays of this age don't mean much as I'm over the hill. But today also marks 2 months of being sober.
Oh, yay!
This means way more to me than my birthday.
Good.
Life is so fulfilling now, and I enjoy being present with my family day in and day out. I love the show, and now even more so that you, Rob, are on the same journey as well. I don't know what the future holds, but I know today I'm not going to drink, and I'm so grateful to be where I am today.
Happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday, or we'll punch you in the face.
And that's it. Whatever version of that works for you. I didn't drink yesterday. I haven't drunk today. I won't drink today. I'm not going to drink tomorrow. Whatever. That's it. You know, for some of you, it works. This whole I'm never going to drink ever again kind of thing. I think studies show that doesn't really work as a mindset, but I know it doesn't work for me, which is why I am where he is, and it works for. And by the way, I've never said I'm never going to drink again. I don't know that. I might be, and I talk to my counselors about this regularly. And I'll share more as I can as we go through this journey.
I'm over that word at this point. Journey.
Look, I see all your emails. Again, we can't let this topic overtake the show. So I'm spreading out when we dive into it. I see your emails. I'm so proud of all of you that are doing it. I'm touched that you've been motivated or inspired or whatever. So we'll just, you know, phase it in and out of the show as best we can when it's appropriate.
I mean, my whole life, just anyone that's been in my life that's quit drinking or wanted to quit drinking, like, they were like, you're not supposed to say you'll never drink again. You're just supposed to day by day. Like, it's almost dangerous to say you never will or something.
Yeah, well, and also, I say that because my mindset is, I don't know. I drank my whole stuff. I mentioned last week when we were diving into this, which we're not right now. I miss the taste. I'm not that guy that drinks to get sloppy, fall down drunk. I understand why it happened more over the last few years. I love the taste. And fake alcohol doesn't taste like alcohol. So I find it hard to believe that I, you know, get my crap together, figure out, go back to being the guy who Don's husband described when he was lecturing me, rightfully so, of what happened to you? You used to be the guy that could drink. Everybody loved being around you. You knew your boundaries. You knew that you knew how to control yourself. What the hell happened to you? Right. Get back. I don't know. I don't know when that'll happen.
You're on a journey to
find out. Oh, God. My journey. I'm triggered. Oh, these words. Ban them.
We're all in this together.
Ah!
You are where you are.
See, I like that one.
I know. Yeah.
I do like that one because I am. I am here.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter where I am as long as I'm here.
Yep.
Derek wrote in about Rad TV. We've got Dawn's man-hating show this week.
It's not a man-hating show.
Just the first episode, although we've got tons in the barrel. Believe me, when we said, Dawn, do a show about hating men, she popped out like half a dozen in a day.
They were turned in the next
boom,
day.
Boom,
oh,
boom.
There's no man-hating. Yeah. I mean, maybe eventually
none,
there'll be.
None.
So far.
We will not see any in the first half dozen episodes.
I don't think so.
You already have a half dozen?
In the hopper. Again, it was like that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's a lot to talk about. It's mainly me and my best friend Stephanie. I will have other people. I do look forward to having Christina, but it's mainly my best friend Stephanie and I. We could talk for days.
That's my wife, Christina.
Oh, yes, duh.
I look forward to having her tonight.
Whoa.
And there's also another Dawn show. I don't know if she'll work man-hating into her Nana Dawn's Diner show, but somebody wrote in, horribly suggested, that she have Brandon and Kyle get stoned on an episode of The Diner, and then as they request food, Dawn cooks it, which, come on. logistically. Oh. And Brandon right away said entertainment factor, awful.
Yeah. I mean, how long does it take you to make lasagna?
Right.
That's what I'm requesting.
And you're going to have to have, you think, but would you still when you get stoned? Because at least now Dawn could get prepared for
but
that.
But see, there it is. From my memory, and I haven't gotten high in a million years, you don't know what you're going to crave till you're high.
Lasagna. And she does mean a million, literally. That's
I would want a surprise, like some sort of surprise casserole.
See? I mean, how do you prepare for
this? Here's a casserole to come up with. Surprise casserole.
Right, whatever I put in it, you're eating.
I like it.
Oh, I'm scared about that.
Derek jumped in here and just really destroyed everything. Says, I think having Brandon and Kyle on Dawn's cooking show would be great as they're high, and it could be Nana Dawn's Diner Pot and Pan Special. Pot and pans because they're on pot, you're using
the best things in life are free.
Get it?
No. Can we just call it getting baked in Dawn's kitchen?
How about we just not do it?
Okay.
It's a terrible idea.
Nana Dawn's Diner. Baked edition.
Make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in rough jar of change. With rough change. What I want. With rough change.
Back in the old days, the aughts and before, when we used to get these horrible suggestions, I used to say, get your own radio show, sarcastically, because you couldn't. It's so insulting now because everybody does have their own show. Mm-hmm. Just get a $40 microphone online, and you've got a podcast.
There it is.
You can all podcast these brilliant ideas. Go do it. We're not worried about the competition, quote, quote. Let's win Rob's change for the 10th time. We're going to take a shot at it with caller 18. Hello there, Eric.
How's it going, Rod?
What's up?
Great. We have had 9 guesses, 9 clues. Give us the right amount of money and win it.
$191.16.
$191.16 matches the higher and the lower, and it matches clue number 1 and clue number 2 and clue number 3. That is why $191.16 is a legitimate guess, but it is not correct. $191.16. That window is closing and closing. That is too low. The correct answer is higher than $191.16. Your next chance to win Rob's change is tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.